40. The Dream Academy. The helicopter passes directly overhead, but the searchlight goes swooping far off to the side, away from her, close enough that she can see details of its oblong yellow undercarriage illuminated by a red running light. Then the searchlight winks off, and she watches the red light dwindle. The towers are gone. She hears the helicopter coming back. It hovers about 50 yards away, and the beam snaps out again through the prop-blown dust to find her. She shields her eyes. Between her fingers she watches it settle to the ground, a clumsy-looking thing, its fuselage nearly rectangular. A figure jumps down from the door in its side and walks toward her, throwing a vast, unsteady shadow into the light and dust. She hears the rotors beginning to slow, thrumming down, counting their way to stasis. He walks up to her out of the glare and stops about 6 feet away, his back to the glare. "Case Pollard?"
"Who are you?"
"Parker Boy."
This doesn't seem to want to process at all. Finally, she asks, "Who started the thread that gave completism its first formal basis?"
"Maurice."
"In response to what?"
"A post by Dave in Arizona, Theoretical Limits to Live Action."
"Parker Boy, is that you?"
He walks around to where it's his turn to face into the light, and she sees a man with reddish, receding hair, combed straight back. He wears OD surplus combat trousers, a heavy black shirt open over a white T-shirt, and a large pair of binoculars slung over his chest. These have huge, goggle-like eyepieces, but taper to a single tube the size and shape of a flashlight. He reaches into a shirt pocket and pulls out a card. Stepping forward, he offers it to her. She takes it and squints, through the dust in her eyes and the hard white light, at Peter Gilbert. Middle-aged white guy. Since 1967. She looks up at him. "Music business," he says. "In Chicago, if you're a certain type of musician, you need one."
"One what?"
"MAWG. MAWG." He hunkers down, 2 yards away, careful to give her space. "Can you walk? There's a medic in the copter."
"What are you doing here?"
"I thought you might have changed your mind."